In case you missed it, Rick Ocasek of the Cars died yesterday at the age of 75. We'll play Cars music for the rest of the day to honor that visionary musician. And their albums blew the charts up beginning back in 1978. So a little Cars music for you today here on the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along, 45 after. Segment of the program here, talking about healthcare, your healthcare, how expensive it is, how government-run healthcare is not the answer you're looking for. But Bernie Sanders believes it is. Bernie Sanders, by the way, he's off the campaign trail for a few days, canceling events in South Carolina because his voice had gotten so hoarse and so ragged out. But he still thinks American citizenship, this is before he decided to take a time out yesterday. American citizenship to Bernie Sanders is meaningless. It's meaningless. I mean, it would have to be because he keeps offering everything that you and I get is a benefit of being an American citizen and paying taxes and being here and contributing to this thing we call America. He believes all of that should be available at no charge to anyone that shows up here. Any illegal alien should get everything that any American citizen gets, meaning American citizenship is worthless or meaningless. Check this out. It's bite number four. Everything's free, even for illegal aliens. Everything's free with Bernie Sanders. Bite number four. Go.
And let me also say something of which I have gotten into trouble and people will criticize me for. I am, some of you know, supporter of a Medicare for all single-payer system. And that means that everybody in the country has health care, including the undocumented. Okay. And mark my words, you'll see 30-second ads attacking me for that. And then you'll see another set of 30-second ads, because when I say I want to make public colleges and universities tuition-free, that also includes the undocumented. Now, I hope that as soon as possible, the undocumented will not be undocumented. All right, that's the goal. So we don't have to do.
In fact, he hopes that anyone born anywhere in the world is just an American citizen by the virtue of being born. Why not? Just make every, because if you can come here and you're undocumented, meaning you're here illegally, then you can just get free health care, free college. It doesn't matter where you're from. So by extension, you're just born anywhere in the world, and therefore you are an American citizen. What do you think of that idea? All right, meanwhile, he says he's also going to end all deportations. Why deport anybody if everybody in the world is entitled to all your stuff anyway and they should come here whether they've got cause or not, whether they check in or not, they can come here illegally. It doesn't matter. We'll make them a citizen, an honorary citizen at minimum, the United States. And so no deportations. And he also, does Bernie Sanders, want to release at least half of all inmates in America. Release half of all inmates in America. Bernie Sanders has a plan for that. Not a really good plan, but a plan nonetheless. It's bite number five. Bite five. Go.
So we're going to end the ICE raids, which are terrorizing communities all across this country. We are going to impose a moratorium on deportations. And we are going to, as I mentioned, and that's, you know, there's some things that a president can do with executive orders and something you can't.
Yeah. So you can come here anywhere in the world, says Bernie. The American taxpayers are going to pick up the bill for you. No problem. And we're not going to deport you. And if you get sentenced to prison, well, we're probably not going to keep you there anyway because we're going to release all these people from prison. What a great deal. It's visionary from Bernie Sanders. I mean, this is the utopian visionary Bernie Sanders. How could anybody be opposed to all of this brilliance? Bernie Sanders is a kook from a small town in Vermont. He's always been a kook. But kook has now become somewhat mainstream, and I hope that America's smart enough to send that guy to the trash heap of history where he truly belongs. As the doctor said in the last segment of the program here, government doesn't make health care better. It makes it worse. More paperwork, more impediments, more problems, more expense, less medicine, less patients getting quality treatment. That's the result we would be looking at. All right. By the way, I want to share this with you because Well, because Ilhan Omar just needs to be shared from time to time so you understand the other portions of this whole conversation. A symptom of the left's inability to understand or even try to figure out why the things they say and do are so offensive. Listen to this from Ilhan Omar. It's a bit long. It's on CBS. But she fails to even acknowledge that what she says about 9/11 is offensive to anyone. All right? It's bite number two. Go. Bite number two.
Do you understand why people found that offensive?
I mean, so 9/11 was an attack on all Americans. It was an attack on all of us. And I certainly could not understand the weight of the pain that the victims of the families of 9/11 must feel. But I think it is really important for us to make sure that we are not forgetting, right, the aftermath of what happened after 9/11. Many Americans found themselves now having their civil rights stripped from them. And so what I was speaking to was the fact that as a Muslim, not only was I suffering as an American who was attacked on that day, but the next day I woke up as my fellow Americans were now treating me as suspect.
You see, 9/11 really wasn't about the guy who lost his mom or the 3,000 people that died. 9/11 wasn't about that at all. It was about Ilhan Omar and her feeling badly about the way she was being treated, apparently. It's all about Ilhan Omar was 9/11. She refuses to acknowledge her comments about 9/11 are deeply offensive to Americans of all backgrounds, creeds, and genders across the board. She just refuses to understand. I'm sure you understand, and I hope you do before you ever vote again. It's 52 after. We'll be right back.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.